de lurk means to participate in something you only previously spectated. And the artist-run de lurk Gallery in Winston-Salem invites the passive observers among us into the conversation with fresh new bodies of work exhibited every month. They're submitted by guest artists and members of the current de lurk collective. Zach Trainer is one such artist. He's also taught a variety of courses at the Sawtooth School for Visual Art.
Getting your artwork out there, the biggest supporters you have are your family and friends when you're starting. And they always say, you know, start local. And to focus on your closest networks, those are the people that are really going to, you know, champion you through. You know, they're the ones that are there and they'll be there then. And using those networks, all of their friends plus your friends and the family members, you know, the cousins you haven't spoken to in years that you feel bad about. But, you know, just them liking your photograph or sharing something. Every time that happens, it's another circle of people. And you have a way to expose more people to your art online than you ever will showing it in a gallery. You know, people around the world can see it, just like with sharing music, which a lot of people don't, you know, they don't like to hear that because you can't really profit that, but it's not always about the initial profit.
Hey, yes. When you were talking about painting, Zach, were you talking about digital painting and using programs, software for that, or physically painting oil on canvas sort of thing?
Both. I would like to do a class using Photoshop, strictly starting with nothing. I think there's a misconception that you need to start with an image in Photoshop. That's not true. You can create full paint strokes and imagery from nothing, just using effects and filters on color blocks. You can start with four red squares and turn it into an abstract piece. But then I would also like to do more conceptual physical painting classes with oils and paints. They have a lot of classes at Sawtooth that give you a lot of basic fundamental sets and maybe taking some of those into a more conceptual plane.
Multimedia comes to mind, but how do you describe the scope of your artistic interests?
When I consider myself mixed media, it's because I'm intrigued by process to start. So I've always tried different things. I was never happy with just a straight acrylic painting or a painting with just, you know, even my line drawings now, I start putting paint on them after, even just dabs. I don't know what it is. I just love the reactions you get from the materials talking to one another. The way that, you know, an oil will mesh with an acrylic. The aesthetic might not be something all artists would like, but I find myself liking it. And combination of painting and drawing really helps me combining my, I would say maybe the atmosphere I'm going for with a more technical edge. So a lot of my painting, for instance, I start with abstract bases that I pull images out of. I pull ideas and concepts into it that weren't there originally, but I do that by mixing the medias, you know. I get the abstract and the thought process through the painting, and then I come in at the end with ink and line drawings.
Artist and Sawtooth School for Visual Art instructor Zach Trainer. Zach's also a collective member of de lurk, 207 West 6th Street in Winston-Salem. The current de lurk exhibit is titled Naked, an unfiltered look at the artist's interpretation of the nude human form. It's an invitational show featuring works from de lurk collective members and select artists from across the country chosen by de lurk's exhibitions committee. You'll find more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.